I'm Mariah Levin, and I will be reading High School in Suzhou by Kate Marvin. They play ping pong. They are all boys. They play ping pong ceaselessly in the vast gymnasium. They will not stop to glance at us visitors from the West, will not untie their eyes from the tiny ball. The principal of the school, salamandered slick hair, is displeased the visiting professors are female, leads us out from the gymnasium with silent loathing to a mentholated room in which a hazed plexiglass cage contained a leopard so frankly dead its fur looks as if it'll fall off from the stroke of our glance. I have to pee. In the girls' room, I squat where thousands of girls have squatted, the rich minerals wafting up from the toilet's well. Imagine how all the urine moves through the mysterious pipes below, leaves the high school depositing itself in the river that days later I'll move along with the throng of idiots I've joined to crawl this country as fleas do a dog. We visit one scholar's garden after another. Here's the garden of the master of nets. The rocks are bones of the earth. The furniture is referred to as internal organs. Gardens are traditionally entered through a narrow passage. Scholars were not girls. Girls are not scholars, though girls are gardens entered through a narrow passage. The girls at the textile factory we toured do not look up. The guide snorts. We have no conception how lucky they are to have attained these jobs. It's only natural they wear masks to protect their lungs. In high school, I was the master of endless failures, thrashed nightly in bed on the verge of coughing my lungs out in that garden of spitting up. And didn't every girl have her garden? The garden of jutting neck bones, gardens pocked with black eyes, the garden of letting him in despite many protests. A dead leopard relentlessly sheds its fur above an auditorium of children hurtling towards adulthood. In that gymnasium, there are no girls playing ping pong. They are all boys, ceaselessly.